This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For almost exactly a year now, Cerberus, a $20 billion private equity and hedge fund group, has been trying to unload one of its key holdings, Freedom Group, the biggest gun maker in the country. Freedom makes the weapon used at Sandy Hook Elementary School a year ago, this coming Saturday. And with that date approaching, Cerberus is trying again to make a sale or to make something work out for its investors. Marketplace's David Gura has been covering the gun industry since Newtown. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
Why is this proving so difficult for Cerberus to do, unload this company?
Yeah, so they said they intended to do this about a year ago, right after the shooting there in Newtown. And, one thing is it's still a hot-button issue. The gun industry is something that a lot of companies, a lot of investors still don't want to touch. So Cerberus Capital Management has had a hard time finding people to look at the company, to buy the company. They've had a hard time lining up lenders. There have been complaints that it's too expensive, that Cerberus has overvalued this company. And so when you think about that, there are other players in the field, companies that also make guns, that make firearms, that could buy this company. Their market cap is much smaller. They couldn't afford to buy the Freedom Group outright. So they'd have to take on a lot of debt. This is an industry where companies don't like to do that. So, it's a combination of social pressures and just the cost of the company.
Here's the thing I don't understand, though, and this is Machiavellian, I grant you, but the gun business is a good business. It makes a lot of money. Why, then, does Cerberus want to sell?
You're absolutely right. I mean, after Newtown, there was a small dip in a couple of these publicly traded companies, but it's really been rising ever since. And that started when President Obama was first elected. People feared in some quarters that he was going to push for a lot of gun control. It spiked only again when he was reelected. So you're right. I mean, the reason this is happening is because there's just this social pressure that I mentioned before. I mean, right after Newtown, Cerberus called those shootings a watershed event. And, you had some big pension funds, among them the teachers' retirement system there in California, saying, we're going to wash our hands of companies that make firearms and ammunition. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what pushed for this.
Cerberus is taking some steps to let its investors sort of shield themselves from this group, right? It's going to do some internal machinations to let them sort of internally divest.
Right. So I think that this has taken a lot longer. It hasn't worked out the way that they thought it would. So what they've proposed doing here is, essentially buying out part of the shares that folks who don't find the Freedom Group to be palatable. It would help them get rid of that. Mm-hmm. Cerberus Capital Management has said, that in the long term, it's not ruling out trying to sell this company again or doing an IPO or something like that. So it's a temporary solution designed to please those who, again, aren't keen on the fact that this fund owns a firearms manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. One last thing, Devin, then I'll let you go. You know, the gun control debate is effectively over, right? I mean, Congress tried. It didn't go anywhere. It does bring back the question of why now for this sale.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of attention paid to this anniversary. Yeah. I think that it's going to be an opportunity for the Obama administration to look back on what it was able to accomplish over the last year. Obviously, it didn't get a lot of the reforms that it wanted, but it was able to tackle some things. So, yeah, it's I think a point at which a lot of people in this country are going to look back indeed on what happened a year ago and what has happened or hasn't happened in the year since.
David Gura in Washington for us. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Kai.